as you align with your brilliant, as you align with your current atmosphere. When they're saying current atmosphere, what they're suggesting is there's an explosion of light that's going to occur simultaneously to our true, what would I call that? Like assumption of life. In other words, we're waking up to the awareness that we're not separate, we're not limited, we're not, what would I call it? Sort of like trapped in a lower consciousness, that in fact, we're brilliant, we're light, we're ascended masters, we're like opening up or ringing the bell or increasing our awareness of our available currency. So when they're saying available currency, they're not talking about something very, very far away in a distant land that's going to require 3 Pony Expresses and 2 buses and you know, some event from the cosmos. They're talking about something that is literally within our vicinity. And when they're saying our vicinity, they're speaking of each of us without exception. So you're not trying to get somewhere else that you're not presently. What you're doing is, how would I say this, like reaching for the stars or reaching for the halo or reaching for the light or reaching for truth. So we really get that there's a reaching involved. So in other words, we have been, they call it program, but it's like we've been focusing on a dimensional reality that it's almost like not even worthy of our time or our focus or our energy anymore, because there's a new association of kindness within our very midst. So getting back to the beginning story, it's not waiting on a time delay. It's not waiting on a next explosion. It's already within our vicinity as we will prioritize, as we will advance, as we will reach for the stars. So in English, if we just follow the bouncing ball, meaning follow sorrow, misfortune, you know, all the lower energies, we're never going to see truth. So it's to our advantage to stand up tall. So when I'm saying stand up tall, just imagine, oh gosh, like a ruler or, yeah, some kind of measuring device. Where do you want 6 centimeters, 8, 10, 12, like, and you can keep reaching for the stars, meaning you can keep reaching tall. But how would I say this? Like, you want to transfer your faith. You want to transfer your consciousness. You want to transfer what matters most of all. Because if you're insisting on sorrow, meaning telling people what they're doing wrong, believing what they're doing wrong, focusing on wrong, you're never going to reach the stars. You're never going to reach the sky. So allow yourselves to transfer consciousness with equal entitlement, meaning with equal faith. And so that faith is recognizing that it's already there, it's already present, it's already self-justified, meaning you're entitled to it. You're entitled to it in a nanosecond. There's something extremely important about that. We are all still invested in time. So we're all still slowing down our process in one way or another, all of us, because we're still believing in yesterday, meaning we're still believing in linear time. So the more that we will, I'm going to say, like, drop being small, playing small, feeling insignificant, and allow that sense of brilliance, of light, of stardom, of quickening, of ascension influence, then that explosion, that next request comes through quite easily, quite effortlessly. And here's the important part, because we supported it, because we said so, because we agreed with it. So we want to really start feeling that there's an advantage for leaving first. So leaving first is sort of gently reminding all of us that there's a mass consciousness play that's going to keep playing out, and it's going to play out strong, and it's going to try to get us to invest in it, because if we invest in it, that's where where our seat is. That's where our focus is going to be. But as we allow ourselves to kind of slide out of that chair and allow ourselves to truly assemble. So you're going beyond the past tense. You're going beyond the sense of right and wrong. You're going beyond who you identified yourself as. So it's sort of like you had this costume of your linear life, and you're kind of seeing it as like a costume, like a sweater you would put on, versus your entire ensemble, meaning your entire identity. Then you allow yourself most, meaning you allow yourself a change of your heart. You allow yourself, when I just said a change of a heart, of your heart, the blue orbs that presented were so powerful. So again, it's sort of like reminding us to have that change of the heart. So we're leaving that mental of judging everything, myself, anything I see, judge. We're leaving the judger, and we're moving into our discipleship. We're moving into our home space. We're moving into our Christ ascension. We're moving into our awakened heart. And so we're graduating early. They keep saying this early, if we've noticed, simply to kind of ring the bell, to sort of wake you up. So remember, like being in school and you would hear a bell. It wasn't the bell where you would be counted late. It was the 5 minutes before, 10 minutes before, whatever. It was sort of time to start cleaning up your lunch table or whatever. You know, like you have plenty of time to throw things out, finish the conversation, get to the class. You have plenty of time, but you need to get started now in order to complete the assignment. So when they're talking about early, it's remembering that mass consciousness is going to keep deciding. It's going to keep you're wrong, judgment, anger, war, attack, whatever. So it's going to do its thing of misery, but we are moving into a better house. We're moving into a new engagement. We're moving into a new lifestyle that is literally within our vicinity, waiting for us to notice, waiting for us to consent, waiting for us to turn around nicely. So turning around nicely is, if I'm focused on something to the right and my girlfriend's like, look at that, I'm gonna have to turn around nicely to see what she's looking at. So that's what our higher self is trying to get us to do. We're focused on the past, on a play of war that's going absolutely nowhere. And that war is not just the war that we're aware of. It's the war of consciousness, and it's going absolutely nowhere. We're turning around nicely and choosing a new approach, choosing a new focus, choosing a new dream, choosing a new reality. So receive your Christed birth. So we want to remember that we all have the Christ consciousness inside, waiting to be engaged, waiting to be ignited, waiting to be remembered. So when we're receiving it, we're acknowledging that we're not just that, meaning the linear personality self with the fears and the this or whatever, that we've grown in size, that we've grown in maturity, that we've grown in Christ-likeness, that we are, how would I say that? Like we're interested in that new birth reality. So we're gonna leave it at that, but that interest is simultaneous to the change of the heart. So in other words, we each have an initiation upon us. If we're interested in blame, we're still in the old circumstances. If we're interested in a change of the heart, I don't need to blame anyone. I want everyone to come back into the light and the truth of who they know. That's when we get signaled higher, because then everything we're doing is serving the ascension, is serving the light. It's not just serving the belief in suffering. So if we're just taking care of ourselves, my needs, my bank account, my whatever it is, that's the world of suffering. So when we want the explosion, when we want the engagement of our higher self, our motivation has to be in agreement with that. And so we want to remember, there's no personal higher self. It's sort of like Jesus was not the only Christ being. We're all the I am. We're all one. And so we're leaving the personal situation or identity or needs, because it's like I win, you lose. So anything where you have that still in your consciousness, that's what you want to travel beyond. That's what you want to open up to more. That's what you want to relieve yourself of. So allow yourself that easy engagement inside. Easy, easy, easy. Not hard at all. Already there. Turn around nicely and allow yourself to receive. Receive, 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 and so it is.